Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. And if you want to hear more than just this highlight from the show, become a Coast Insider and you can listen to the complete program, plus recent episodes about out-of-body experiences, the scientific search for extraterrestrial life, and biblical prophecies, which may have foretold our current state of global turmoil. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to catch up on what you may have missed from Coast to Coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And by the way, what do you think of Tom DeLonge from Blink 182 and his organization to investigate some of these unusual things?
Well, I am for opening up anything that will be official, formal, ripping off the big lie that we're alone in this universe and moving on to catching up with what could be an exciting time and could be perhaps the invigorating health that this government needs to get away from being so black and so dark, because it has been covering up all of the retrievals of craft and bodies from something, whether it's non-human in the category of being extraterrestrial from a solar system next door or from another dimension. I don't think anymore it matters, because quantum physics and dimensions and this being a matter universe, and there might be an infinite number, seems to be growing more and more as theories in quantum physics. And so whatever we're dealing with, we are dealing with other intelligences that are very vastly advanced over us and that can move time and space, and that those of us who have had the ability, and Tom is one of those, to sit down and talk with people who have been wrestling this very difficult subject since World War II, there's no question we're not alone in this universe. We never have been. This planet has been terraformed and harvested genetically for millions of years, and we happen to be the current standing up primate life form. I do not see why all of that cannot be just officially announced to the planet and let the chips fall where they may, and we get away from black budgets, black dollars, secret policies, and we make this whole planet come into a focus that we have been sold a bill of goods by power and manipulators for centuries. And now is a revolutionary time that if we move toward telling the truth on everything, that it might revolutionize the planet better and faster than anything we could do, and it might stop some of the tribal warfare. Because once we would realize that we are a life form in a universe full of life forms, and that there can be allies as well as enemies, when Reagan made those three speeches, if we knew that there were intelligences out there that could be our enemy, it would bring together the Earth and we would stop fighting each other. And this whole issue of what Tom DeLonge is trying to do, and Grant Cameron and others, is a whole bunch of different groups, is find a way to finally leverage open some truths about we're not alone, and that the governments have got to, what, become convinced that the citizenry of this planet are grown up enough to handle the truth and move on to a completely different square where we're all honest with each other and there would not be black money going to black projects all of the time.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.